Fire Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
7 minutes to go before we hit 8 o'clock, and we're shifting gears now to another topic that many of us tend to get excited about, but I always say do so cautiously. It's a new asset class, well, not new, but fairly new in terms of the knowledge and understanding that we need to gain, and that has everything to do with cryptocurrencies, especially that globally now there are more than 15,000 cryptocurrencies available. Can you imagine? With a total market value of over 48 trillion rand. That's bigger than the size of some of the economies on the African continent, including our own. But to help us understand what to look out for in terms of cryptocurrency trends, especially new currencies that might be coming on board beyond the likes of Bitcoin, we joined on the line by Gariv Nair. He's the co-founder of alternatives investment firm Jaltech. Gariv, welcome and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Guru. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for your time. I think firstly, let's actually unpack some of the major themes that will prove to be quite prominent when it comes to the world of cryptocurrencies. I'm still overwhelmed and blown away by the number of cryptocurrencies that are existent the world over. So this is clearly not just a focus on the likes of Bitcoin, but there's a lot that's happening within the cryptocurrencies universe here.
Yeah, that's true. And a lot of us, we've seen some of these cryptocurrencies give amazing returns. You know, they've given sometimes 100 times or 1,000 times or 10,000 times. And a lot of us think, geez, you know, we'd like to participate in that and get rich quickly. But it's very difficult to pick winners, to pick the right cryptocurrencies. Like, as you said, there's more than 15,000 of them. And so one approach that you can take is the age-old advice of diversifying, of not putting all your eggs in one basket. Blockchain technology itself is very promising technology. Mm. And however, if you want to get exposure to the technology, invest in it, it could be hard to choose which currencies to buy. It's a bit like believing in the internet in the 90s, mm. but you might have bought Yahoo instead of buying Google. And so one way to mitigate against how do you pick winners is to actually buy a basket. It gives you diversification. A lot of the baskets, they're automatically rebalanced. So we have a basket, and what we do is when a currency starts to do badly, we sell out of it. And when it starts to do well, we buy into it. Yes. And that way, as the space gets more and more adoption and the technology changes the world, like some of us think it will, then you benefit in a diversified way. You don't have to pick one of the 15,000 currencies out there.
Makes sense. And when you mentioned baskets, that's speaking my language, right? Because I don't like risk at all too much. I choose the safe options when I can. And maybe those are some of the themes that you can enlighten us on when it comes to opportunities to, invest in these baskets of investment opportunities with cryptocurrencies. And maybe even correcting my language. Is it still an investment or is it just, I guess, trading cryptocurrencies or gaining access to a currency as one would do with a fiat currency?
Well, you know, sometimes cryptocurrency, the currency part, is a bit of a misnomer. Very few people actually use cryptocurrencies as a currency, as a form of payment. You'll find very few shops accepting it for services. There is one exception. Recently, El Salvador, the country, they made a Bitcoin legal tender in El Salvador. But by and large, in South Africa, we're not going to use it as a currency. But you were talking about risk. And the thing is that it is a risky space. Mm. So one of the tips is to understand that it's very volatile. Sometimes a cryptocurrency moves between 5 to 20% in a day, if not more.
That's true.
And so, you know, if you invest the deposit for your house that you're going to need in 3 months' time, if you invest that into cryptocurrencies, when you need it, it might be 20% down, and you may, in fact, not have enough money. And so any investment you make into cryptocurrencies, you should invest a small portion, a portion you're willing to hold for the long run. Because if it does drop in the short run, you're not forced to sell it because now you need the money.
Yeah.
And in the long run, if you've gone into a basket and the technology gets the adoption that many of us think it will get, then the short-term fluctuations don't really matter because you've been in for many years and it's a lot higher than where you were. And when you need the money, at that point, even if it's 5% down, it's still way up from the price you came in at.
Exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because people do need to be very mindful of the kind of swings that can take place within cryptocurrencies. You've made it very clear that we need to take the first step. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step, really, and investing minimums within a wide variety of baskets of cryptocurrencies that we can explore. And of course, even perhaps waiting for the long term. But I'm also keen to talk about security. That's one particular aspect we tend to forget. What do we need to be cognizant of there, especially, you know, tying it into the outlook for the year ahead?
Yeah, so in the space, because it is a newer space, you have lots of new players. And so when someone invests, there's a few things to be aware of. One is, if there's promises that are too good to be true, it probably is. And to check that you're working with, if you're buying on an exchange, that you're buying on a reputable exchange, check with numerous sources. Or if you're working with a fund manager, check this is trying to pull a con, but we've seen some very high-profile cons that have happened in the crypto space in South Africa. And so one needs to look at, do these fund managers have a track record? Are they known for investing money outside of crypto? And that's pretty much, that's often a good clue that you're dealing with someone reputable.
Yep, something very important for us to bear in mind. Gaurav, we'll have to leave it there for today, but really appreciate your time and the insights you've shared with us, and definitely we'll be touching base with you soon. We know that there'll be swings in the prices, there'll be lots of speculation as well from maybe very prominent people regarding cryptocurrencies, but as you say, we do need to make sure that we trade very responsibly and only in crypto assets that we are familiar with. Thank you so much for your time this evening, really appreciate it. That's Gaurav Nair. He is the co-founder of alternatives investment firm Jal Tech.
Biz with Google at 4P, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.